This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience.
Show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving in the other thing lost. There's unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome to the show. The show is all about you. It's about your health and your life. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. It is about lifestyle more than anything else. If you haven't checked us out yet, go to InShapeNetwork.com. Check it out. There you can find all original health programming, health on demand. Of course, our show here, and then our television show that's in 52 million homes. Syndicated around the country. You can catch our show there, plus original health programming that we're putting together, all for you to be able to teach you and educate you and help you go to that next level with your health and with your life. We're going to kick off with an email that came in brought to you by Step One Foods. If you haven't checked them out, go to steponefoods.com. And they've got certain products that help the heart, great with cholesterol, but they've got a natural whole food bar that they have seen cholesterol drop almost 40 points just by eating. It's like a snack bar. It's like a whole food, almost like a food bar. And it tastes amazing. Get the chocolate one. That's the one I like. Tommy in Casper, Wyoming says, my daughter was just diagnosed with Addison's disease. Can you tell me about it and what do we need to do to help her? Well, when you're having the Addison's disease, one of the challenges you have to focus on is you have to look at the lab work. You want to make sure that what levels are in the body, how the blood is functioning, and then, of course, with whatever the physician wants you to do. I mean, that's one of the biggest issues that you're facing. And, of course, the adrenal glands are being affected in a great way. And again, when they're not producing enough of the hormones, that's when the body can really be taxed. And it's very, very common. So when the hormones can't function well and your body can't function well and there's chronic adrenal insufficiency, so your adrenal glands help provide the body with a lot of energy. So it's kind of like your energy tank gets low. People get exhausted and they can't really function well. So you want to undergo, if you want to undergo the medical treatment side, you just want to follow, obviously, what your doctor's doing. But in the meantime, there's a lot of natural things that you can be doing to support your body. One of those, which I think is vitally important, is making sure that you get enough of the dark leafy greens. You also want to get plenty of lean quality protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs. Getting that in on a regular basis is key. It's vital. And you want to make sure you're getting it in consistently. Because if you're not getting enough of these foods in, that's what creates a lot of the challenges, and that's what you want to focus on. So, and also don't forget healthy fats, your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, your avocados, and vitamin B5. Is a big one, too, for the adrenals, that and vitamin C. Those two, to help build up the system, is important. But go on the lab work, go on the test results. There's several different tests that can be done. You want to have that looked at. And, of course, it takes time. I mean, Addison's has to be treated. So it's one of those that you definitely don't want to let go. So, I mean, again, I'm a big fan of standard medical treatment on that, along with good natural support to help along the way. All right, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. You go to InShapeNetwork.com. Now, let's go to the phones and talk to Lee. Hi, Lee.
Granddaughter, don't want to eat. Don't eat. Nothing but a little piece of meat or something, but she won't eat. What's wrong when you don't want to eat?
I'll tell you, sometimes with kids, you just can't force it. I mean, that's the key. I mean, sometimes kids get finicky, they get picky. Now, I've been around some pediatricians that
that really lay down the law. I mean, they're old school, and they'll just say, well, if you don't eat what's cooked for the meal, then you don't eat. Then they get hungry, then they'll eat whatever because they're so hungry. And that's one way to kind of break some of that. But then again, if she's really not hungry and has no appetite, then you need to get her checked out. You need to take her to a pediatrician and have them look and see if there's anything that could be causing that. There could be some health challenges going on in the body that need to be looked at. But at some level, I would just, you know, again, I would always go to her pediatrician first on that, because it depends on certain kids, certain ages. They don't really know how to communicate what's going on or what they're feeling. I mean, it could be depression that could be causing no appetite. See, there's so many different areas that could be affected. You want to get that looked at first to make sure you know exactly what's going on. That's the key. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website InShapeNetwork.com. Foods that can help cut some of your colon cancer risk. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved a new drug for metastatic colon cancer, and it's called Lonsurf. And Lonsurf is a combination of two drugs that its most common side effect are life-threatening anemia, which is a disease infection finding white blood cells and blood platelets, physical weakness, and extreme fatigue. Also, nausea, decreased appetite, diarrhea, vomiting, abdominal pain, and fever. So the drug maker announced the approval, and of course it's been in randomized double-blind studies. They've had all of that done. But the National Cancer Institute says colorectal cancer is the second leading cause of cancer-related deaths in the United States. Lung cancer is number one. And the primary driver of colon cancer is the Western diet. So in a study published recently in the Journal of Nutrition, researchers noted that a diet contributes to 50 to 90% of colon cancer cases. It's the truth. So let's talk about some foods that help fight colon cancer. Number one, nuts. This is one of my favorites. They did a huge analysis, and when you eat nuts on a regular basis, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, you cut your colon cancer risk by 24%, period. That's a big one. Leafy greens. They're rich in magnesium, and they did a big study on this. A European Journal of Clinical Nutrition said the average intake of magnesium was associated with 11% reduction in the colorectal cancer risk. And for every 50 milligrams per day of increase in magnesium, you cut colon cancer risk by 7%. So there's a lot of other good foods you can have that are really good sources. So you got cacao, which is like cocoa in a way, dried seaweed, broccoli, beans, lentils, whole grains, almonds, cashews, sesame seeds, and avocados. Prunes are another good one, too. They did a study at Texas A&M and the University of North Carolina, and they showed that having a diet containing dried plums can positively affect your microbacteria or gut bacteria. And the authors believe that promoting retention of good bacteria throughout the colon can be helpful. Turmeric is really good too. So curcumin from the turmeric is a powerful antioxidant or anti-cancer nutrient. Lab testing has proven this. They have shown where the management of colon cancer, especially in tumors, are resistant to the conventional chemotherapy. It's been called an important candidate for colon cancer prevention. Pineapple is another great one, primarily in the core of the pineapple, and it's been found to be superior in the toxic chemotherapy agent, helping with 5-fluorouracil in an anti-tumor agent in research studies. Kimchi is another good one. It's almost like a cabbage. It's a fermented cabbage used in Korean foods. Green tea and parsley, those are fantastic as well. Amazing 20% reduction of colon cancer just for that. Grapes are another big one. And they've been used signaling the pathway activated over 85% of colon cancers. They've got resveratrol loaded in the dark grapes that are amazing, and black seed. So black seed extract compares to a lot of the components that we see. So black seed oil, black seed currant oil, amazing. 888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
So glad to be with you. Always a pleasure and always a joy. Go to the website, AsaRx.com. So I'm going to get into some things you didn't know about dreaming. You know, sleep patterns are really important for our health. The way we sleep determines so much about our overall health. And if we're not sleeping well, guess what? Probably won't be well. So our sleep patterns do make a difference. They do have an impact. And we need to make sure that we're getting enough sleep to make an impact for our health and our life. So I'm going to jump in that in just a moment. If you haven't found any of our providers, our lifestyle providers can help you really get to the next level with your health and your life. So just go to the website, go to asarx.com. You can find out information to find a provider in your area who does personalized nutrition, doctor-guided personalized nutrition. I mean, it's the only way to go. Blind nutrition is so old school. I mean, just taking a supplement because you hear about it, supposed to be good for you, or eating certain foods because some article said that, and hoping that it helps with what you have going on, let me tell you, is no way to do it. So I'm a big fan, always have been, in clinical practice for years and years, almost two decades, of using personalized nutrition based on lab tests and any form of testing that can test what the body actually needs, because then you give it what it needs. DNA testing, whatever it is. Testing is the key. Blind nutrition is such a waste of time. And it's a waste of money, too. I mean, you want to take what your body needs. What doctor just gives you some random medicine if you really need medicine and just hopes for the best? No, they do tests. They verify. They double check. They make sure it's going to be the right dosage. I mean, that's why you go to school to do all that. The same is true with nutrition. You really want to have someone that can do all the tests, order the tests, study the tests, interpret the tests, and put you on a plan that is custom designed for your body to give your body back what it needs. Because remember, the body breaks down not just because it wants to, because it's not getting something that it needs. And when the body doesn't get something that it needs, then, of course, that's when you get health challenges. Some people call it disease. The medical profession does. That's fine. I'm an evidence-based guy. I'm cool with that. But I like health challenge because a challenge is something that you were designed to overcome. And on this show, we teach people to overcome. That's what it's about. All right, let's get on the phones, though, and talk to Luke. Hi, Luke.
My 83-year-old mother just recently had a stroke, and I wanted to ask about, they want to do a spinal tap, and also they want to do, do some other specific tests, and I wanted to ask about heparin, because she has, a type of diabetes that we didn't know about.
Well, there's several things. Sounds like it's going on. I'll tell you, one big test definitely need to have done. There's a cardiovascular test that is really important. It can test the capability of your heart and how well the cells are functioning. It also tests the nutritional levels in the body and how well your body is utilizing the nutrition for the heart and the cardiovascular system in general. Matter of fact, the president of the Cleveland, head chair of the Cleveland Clinic Cardiology Department did a seminar that I was at not too long ago at a medical society. And he was talking about how there's research out now and certain tests out now that if we, from a nutritional perspective, completely natural, which is why vegetarians don't deal with a lot of heart issues. Matter of fact, it's vegetarian eating and plant-based eating is the only proven system that can actually reverse heart disease. Like, we know that for a fact. And if it's heart disease, it's going to be everything to do with the cardiovascular system. So even stroke, I mean, we're dealing with plaquing, right? The plaquing inside the arteries. And we know for a fact that will make a huge difference. So I would look at this cardiovascular testing. If you need information on that, just get in touch with our providers. They'll help you to find that in your area. And there's probably certain doctors do it. It's fairly new. It's a really new test. And they're testing. Basically, if you get certain nutritional levels up in this test, then it's almost, I'm not saying it's never, but they've said, and even he said in the seminar, and there's studies. I mean, this is not just his own opinion. There is like massive studies on this, double-blind studies, and evidence-based, that it makes it really difficult, I'll just position it like that, to ever get a heart attack or stroke if these levels are kept up in the body. So there's testing that monitors that. It's really impactful. So if you need help, just let us know. It's a cardiovascular type testing that can be done. Really impressive. But yeah, whatever tests they're doing, I would let them do. Like I'm not one to not do tests. I'm a test guy. So I think they're valuable, they're valid, they're important. And whatever doctor's working with her, whatever doctor is in the trenches with her, they need as much information as they can. Information to a physician is extremely valuable. And when a physician's playing detective or they're playing coach or whatever role that they're playing, those tests help that person be the best that they can be. Okay, so I would encourage you to continue with whatever they want, for sure. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. Open phone lines. You can give us a call or go to the website. Go to asarx.com. If you're looking for a provider, just let us know. We've got amazing providers in your area that can get you the help that you need. And this doctor-guided, personalized nutrition is really what it's all about. So we're talking about sleep patterns. I want to get into that for just a minute, but we dream all night long, just sometimes you don't remember it. And one of the things you got to think about your sleep is so important to the way your body detoxes. You know, your body detoxes. It detoxes all the chemicals out of the body, but it also detoxes the emotional toxins. So when you go through stress, you go through a lot of the emotions. That's why they always say joy comes in the morning. Now, if I was a singer, I'd sing that for you, but you don't want me singing. So joy comes in the morning, right? That's because the brain detoxes all the negative thought patterns that happens during the day. But we get into this rapid eye movement stage of sleep, and that's a real deep level of sleep, delta sleep, if you will. And so when you're sleeping, one of the big things I really want to hit on with sleep is to make sure your acetylcholine levels are elevated. Your acetylcholine is one of the brain chemicals. And the higher it is, the deeper stage of sleep you'll get into. And if you're remembering your dreams, then you know that they're elevated. Egg yolks are one of the best ways to keep those things up. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Target and CVS are the latest retailers to drop mask requirements at their locations for fully vaccinated individuals unless required by local mandates. They join Walmart, Starbucks, Trader Joe's, and others who have adjusted their policies after the CDC announced its new guidelines for indoor mask wearing. Target added that fully vaccinated employees will also be able to work without masks, although CVS says it still will require its associates to mask up. Both retailers say they will continue to ask those who are unvaccinated to wear face coverings in their stores. And police in California have made an arrest surrounding the wildfire burning through the Santa Monica Mountains. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti announced Monday that one person had been arrested, accused of purposefully starting the blaze. More than 500 firefighters are currently battling the fire that has so far scorched more than 1,300 acres and forced more than 1,000 residents to evacuate. Steep terrain and dry vegetation have made controlling the fire difficult. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The largest nurses union in the country has asked the CDC to rethink its guidance on mask wearing for fully vaccinated people. National Nurses United said over the weekend that the guidance that fully vaccinated people no longer need to wear masks indoors puts frontline and healthcare workers at risk. In a statement, the union said that the new guidelines don't take into account the spread of variants of the virus, nor what they said were unanswered questions about the vaccine. Dr. Jessica Shepherd says she understands the questions surrounding the new guidance. The chief medical officer at Very Well Health tells CBS News that the public needs better communication from the CDC, especially surrounding indoor situations where masks will still be required.
You know, these are the times that we really have to look at the chaos and confusion that these guidelines can bring for people who are worried about if they will be around people who are not vaccinated and still not wearing their masks. These are the questions that are concerning. However, CDC made these recommendations based on statistics. However, if you saw previously, it really has to do more so with indoor than outdoor and what that really means. Now, hearing what the Nurses Association said, I do believe that there is going to be somewhat of questioning from the public when they go into certain instances and establishments that still require the mask to be worn. However, with the new CDC recommendations, that can pose some questions and difficulties and what those communications and conversations can mean.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. So glad to have you with us. 888-283-7272. Open phone lines. You can give us a call. 888-283-7272. Or visit us online. Go to asarx.com. All right. Now, I want to talk a little bit about women and fitness. All right. Because they're saying now that the exercise can tone up women's bodies, but they're toning up the mind as well, which I think is really great. Young women who regularly exercise have more oxygen circulating in their brains, and possibly that allows you to have a sharper mind. Study shows 52 healthy young women that don't prove that exercise makes you smarter. On the other hand, it's reasonable to conclude that exercise likely boosts mental prowess, they say, even when people are young and healthy. So the University of Otago, I think I said that right, in New Zealand, that was the lead researchers that did the study. But the predominant view, they said, has been that young adults' brains are operating at their lifetime peak, no matter what their exercise level. The researchers write in a journal of psychophysiology, but in the study, brain imaging showed that oxygen supply in young women's brains did vary depending on their exercise habits. So compared to the less active peers, women who exercise most days of the week had more oxygen circulating in the frontal lobe during a battery of mental tasks. But the frontal lobe governs some of the vital functions, including the ability to plan, to make decisions, and retain memories in the longer term. It refers to the ability to suppress the reflexive responses that instead respond strategically using self-control. So it's interesting how we know for a fact that, of course, it can be like chicken or the egg, but we know for a fact that exercise increases the oxygen flow, which increases flow and power to the brain. And so the output of the brain, the capacity, and really the way the brain functions increases. They said women in the study were considered to be meeting guidelines on a regular exercise if they got at least 30 minutes of moderate activity or 15 minutes of vigorous activity, like running. Okay, so brisk walking would be moderate. Running or sprinting would be more vigorous, on the vigorous side, 5 days a week. The findings suggest moderate amounts of exercise would suffice, but it's important to test whether more vigorous exercise affords greater benefits or not. So, interesting, but we know for a fact exercise is good, and we've known it's good for our bodies, but I think it's interesting to know, and I'm sure this applies for men as well, that it's good for our brains. And we know it's good for endorphin output. That's why we feel good when we exercise. That's why, here's the deal, 10 to 15 minutes a day, that's all you need. Now, that's vigorous activity. I'm just happy if you get that in 5 days a week, preferably 6 days a week. I think the whole five-day concept is a little much. It's not enough. I think you need to be moving every day. It's too easy to be sedentary now. There's just too much going on. So focus in on that. I think it's a powerful tip for all of us to get our bodies moving, especially for brain function. And the older we are, the better, the more you want your brain cells to get the oxygen that it needs. So that's a real good tip. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the ASA RX Experience. I'm ASA, your host. Happy to be with you. Let's get over to the phones and talk to Alexa. Hi, Alexa.
I am 46 years old, and over the past year and a half, it's gotten to where I am just as tired when I wake up as when I have gone to sleep. I usually kind of bottom out around 4 o'clock each day, and I'm getting 8 to 9 hours of sleep a night, so I was concerned.
So in a situation like that, what you want to do is you've got to look at the different primary systems and what could be there. So one of the big keys in looking at that and really figuring out what the main issue is with sleeping and being sleepy is knowing what system it is. So the primary system you have to look at is the anterior pituitary gland. So the pituitary gland is called the master gland in the body. So looking at that, making sure that it's, getting it tested, making sure that it's working right. And then the thyroid tends to be secondary, and you can have these type of sleepy issues if the thyroid is not working right. So getting that tested, seeing if you have an iodine deficiency potentially, or if any of the thyroid hormones are off or not being produced, that's another big one too. What's interesting about it, and I find it quite interesting actually, is the piece about the adrenal glands. We don't talk a lot about adrenal fatigue. It's not a big evidence-based concept. In medical practice, we don't really look at that. I mean, if it's not Addison's or Cushing's disease, then we don't really put much weight into it. But there is a phenomenon in naturopathic medicine. A lot of the alternative folks in functional medicine, they'll look at adrenals as an adrenal fatigue as a real condition and a real health challenge for a lot of people. When you get tired and when you feel tired, it usually can be the adrenals, but they're not primary. It comes from the pituitary gland not working the way it needs to, or not producing the output of the different hormones that it produces. So that's why the testing is so important, because you want to be able to get a good read of each system rather than just treating something that is tertiary, right? So something that might be way on down the line. You want to get to the root cause. You don't want to just be in the branches of the tree handling the branches. You've got to get to the root cause of this whole system. And that's how you heal. That's how you get the body to heal. That's how you get people to heal. Healing comes from the inside out. Healing is powerful, and the body was designed to heal. And if you get to the root cause, guess what? That's what will happen. So I would do that. I would get testing done. I would get testing done to see exactly what those systems are doing. You know, which one's working great, which one's not, what's primary, what's secondary, what's tertiary, and then you can create a good game plan for that. And the other test I would look at getting done, Alexa, and this is really important, is I would look at neurotransmitter testing. So neurotransmitters are our brain chemistry, right? So you think about things like dopamine, acetylcholine, GABA, and norepinephrine, epinephrine, serotonin. So when you look at these brain chemicals, which are made in the gut, by the way, so they're not made in the brain, they're made in the gut from proper digestion, which plays a big role. So I would look, for the most part, at how well the body's functioning in that way. Because if in something like this, if your neurotransmitters are not balanced, I mean, that can cause all kinds of issues with what you're struggling with and what you're dealing with. With a fatigue factor, can be heavily dependent on what's happening in the brain. So I would look at that, keep me posted. And really, once you get the testing done, you will know. And if you want to talk with one of our providers, just let them know. And we'll get somebody to help you in that area. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Our health really is our greatest wealth. If you need help, go to asarx.com. If you're into the podcast or into podcasting, so if you listen to the show and you miss hours, you miss the show, it actually plays on the website 24/7. So you can go to the website and stream it there on your phone. If you want to catch the podcast, subscribe to the podcast. We have other segments that we don't have on the show that we put on the podcast. So we got special interviews with celebrities and sports figures and experts that we have on the podcast. Just look up AsaRx Experience in the podcast in any directory and you'll find us. But we put out new content every day. So every single day, you'll get a new piece of content that can encourage you and help you live your potential. That's what this whole thing is all about. We got Sam over in Jackson, Mississippi. He says, I was wondering if you had some help on someone trying to lose weight and build muscle at the same time. I've never been into weightlifting, but I would like to put on some muscle. That's a great question. You're talking to the right person. As I've put on, since I started working out and exercising, I've put on over 170 pounds, believe it or not, in my lifetime. Now, I'm hanging out around 245 right now, pretty lean, in some of the best shape of my life, strong as I've ever been. And there's a way to do that. And I was a real skinny guy, and I put on a lot of muscle and did it naturally. Like, you can do that. It takes time. It's not going to happen overnight. You'll usually get a big bump in the beginning. So if you're fairly thin and you really do things right, you can gain about 30 pounds really fast. And then after that, it's really slow. But it does. It builds over time. So if you're patient and you're consistent, then you'll get the results that you're looking for. So that's what I would start with first and foremost, is looking at that and coming up with a good game plan for that. So, because it's going to start with your eating habits. So just to give you a roundabout, and there's a whole system to this, by the way. I'll give you some basics, but it's going to need to be dialed in, because you've got to have your calories, your proteins, your fats, and your carbohydrates, your macros. There's a ratio to take your body weight times certain numbers to give you the calorie amount that your body's going to need, and then break those nutrients down to give you the exact nutrition that you'll need from the food. I mean, like, it's all together. So that has to be worked out too. But any of our providers can do that for you. We do personalized nutrition. That's what our providers do. And instead of it being blind, it's customized exactly for what your body needs, doing testing and everything that you to see what you need. But just keep in mind, okay, your eating habits are important. And if you think you're eating enough to gain muscle, you're usually not. You usually are way off. And your exercise does not need to be extreme, but it needs to be very intense, short duration, no more than 5 days a week with 2 full rest days. And you might even need 3 full rest days and only 4 days of heavy lifting. So there's a whole method to that, to really stimulate all the hormones in the body and to make the body as anabolic as possible.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
On-call radio and watch on-call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Let's get over to the phones and talk to Scott. Hi, Scott.
I've been recently diagnosed with rheumatoid and osteoarthritis and positive for autonuclear antibodies. And I'm trying to search out some help because I haven't been getting the results that I'm expecting.
With rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis, of course, they're two different animals, right? So let's break that down for a second. So rheumatoid arthritis, it can be disfiguring to whatever area that we're talking about. This, the hands, the knees, feet, toes. It can be very disfiguring and painful. The challenge with rheumatoid arthritis is autoimmune disease based. So the immune system of the body is kicked into the point where it thinks something's wrong with the joints, almost like the joints are the bad guys, right? And the immune system wants to come in and attack the joints, which is not good, by the way. That's where you get a lot of the challenges with the joints, and you get all the extra pain and issues with it. So that's one of the big pieces you've got to look at. I don't really like a lot of the standard medication for RA, although it's very helpful. But it's one of those things that the bigger root cause of it, and this is what I would encourage you to get with someone and work on with, physician, a doctor of some type that you can connect with and work on, is outside of even standard medical treatment in this, you want to figure out what side of the immune system is active and what side is dormant. Okay, so what side is being overactive and what side is chilled out. So you got a T1 side and what we call a T2 side. And you got to figure out which one it is. And with any kind of autoimmune condition, there's always one side that's higher and always one side that's lower. And if you can lower the active side down, you can cut down the symptoms. So whenever you've got autoimmune disease or health challenge at any level, just remember this. Remember that you can't really eliminate the autoimmune condition, but you can put a dimmer switch on it. And you can cut down the symptoms almost to the point where you'd hardly even know it's there. And that's really the goal. Now, osteoarthritis is a whole different animal. Osteoarthritis is more the wear and tear. It's where you carry too much weight. It breaks down the joints over time. Osteoarthritis is a whole different deal that needs to be addressed. And to manage that, you've got to look at a lot of the minerals in the body. That's why blood testing is so important, and getting nutritional type testing is important. Because with osteoarthritis, you want to make sure that really all the levels are in check and in balance with where they need to be. So things like calcium and magnesium and boron, these are all different types of minerals that need to be at certain levels so that, of course, the breakdown of the bone and cartilage doesn't happen as rapidly. So if you keep all that strong over time, then you'll maintain healthy levels all the way around. So that's kind of the difference between the two. I would make sure that you're doing a good anti-inflammatory based diet. If you need help with that, our providers have that. They can go over it with you. But, you know, and also, by the way, we're giving away as a gift right now a copy of my book for free. I pay for the book. I take care of it. All you do is cover a little bit. It's like a little shipping and handling cost. No big deal. But you go to myfreehealthbook.com, which I promote here, and I'm really, really want to get it in everybody's hands that we can. Myfreehealthbook.com. and you can get the book, and it'll be a real encouragement to you. It'll be a real tool that you can start with, that you can follow, you can read, and kind of take you by the hand, really, and get you started with where you need to go. Because arthritis, remember, it's an itis, okay? So an itis just means inflammation. So arthritis is just inflammation of the joints. So if you've got inflammation, that means you've got inflammation in the body somewhere, and usually it starts in the gut. Until you take care of that, it's not just some phenomenon, right? Like, a lot of people think it's just genetic and you just have it and it just is what it is. Well, that's not really the case. I mean, yeah, it can be is what it is, but many times you'll have something like that and it just happened over time and over poor lifestyle choices. And that's not to point a finger at you. It's really good news, though. The good news is that if you lifestyle your way into any health challenge, you can lifestyle your way out. And so if you made a bunch of bad choices, you know, up to this point where the joints are not doing great and certain areas of your body are not doing great, all you got to do is reposition. If you're sailing the wrong way in a boat, you just got to move the rudder a little bit. And if you move that rudder a little bit, guess what? Over time, the boat will head in a completely different direction and get you going back on track and back where you need to go. That's all you got to do here. Okay, so keep me posted on how it's going, but make sure you get your lifestyle in a good place and get rid of the inflammation in the body. That is like step number one. And with everything you've got going on, remember, it's one thing for the doctors to be testing you and thinking about what treatment they want to do. Somebody has to take care of the right now, right? And they've got to take care of what's been broken down, and they've got to take care of what's been happening. So that's good, but you have to take care of you. You can't rely on other people to take care of you. You have to step up and take care of you. So I would encourage you to definitely get your nutritional game plan together, because it's your greatest weapon. That and your exercise, because if you lose your internal health, right, that's not good. But if you lose your mobility, that's really not good. And that's where health really can start to decline when that happens. So I want to see you live well. I want to see you not lose anything, but only gain everything. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Mr. Fig, and our engineer, John Garrison. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you live your potential.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of AsaRx Audio, visit us at AsaRx.com. Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.